Something doesn't add up here. Six guys in custody with five wanted criminals and some random guy? I'd almost feel bad turning him in with the others. No bounty either. Definitely wasn't worth the fight he managed to put up. Who is this kid? Why was he running with those guys? Oh. Hey. Rise and shine. Careful now. Any funny moves and I'll kick your ass like I did the first time. And I can imagine you're probably still a bit sore from that. Who am I? Don't you remember what just happened? Well, if you couldn't tell from the business end of my blaster and the ass-whooping I gave your crew, I'm a bounty hunter, genius. The name's Nightfawn. The rest of those goons? They are down below decks, in the hold, where I would happily put you if you happen to try anything, so don't even think about it. Your boys are all pretty heavily sedated, but you didn't need any after I choked you out with that leg lock. But I've gotta say, you have some poor taste in friends. Why were you out running with those miscreants? What? Yes, you are shirtless, but don't worry about it, okay? Hey, I wasn't sure who you were, so I was looking for an identity microchip or one of those matching gang tattoos those Boy Scouts downstairs all have. Don't get any crazy ideas. I didn't invade your privacy, aside from taking off your shirt. Plus, I don't even have you cuffed. No, oh, just answer my question. What's a guy like you doing with a crowd like that? A rookie. Alright. So you're what, on some gangster probation? I guess it would explain your lack of tattoos. And it's a good thing I ran into you when I did. Running with those goons would have put a target on your back. So no microchip either? Okay, well, where are you from? That deep in the outer systems? So what, did you grow up poor and just happen to end up with some unsavory folks? Oh. So you weren't that keen on the whole gangster thing. They're not really your friends. I guess that's how it is. Sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do. And when you fall in with a crowd like that, there's not always much you can do about it. The galaxy is a cold bitch, literally. It's sad to think about how people like me sometimes gotta survive off of turning in people like you. That said, did you know there isn't a bounty out for your head in the system? That's right. You're lucky. Guess it makes sense since you're fresh meat. Although it leaves me in a bit of a difficult place because, well, what am I supposed to do with you now? If I turn you in, they'd probably throw you to rot with the rest of them. Oh, really? You? Interested in bounty hunting? The thing that just so happens to be the occupation of the woman currently holding you prisoner and totally isn't a bargaining chip you're trying to use to lure me into a false sense of security? To, you know, escape, nothing like that or anything? Not that I can't blame you. I was pretty great back there. You could say I've caught some moves, and I guess you weren't so bad yourself. Thing is, not everyone can be as great as me. But you. You got some potential. You want to learn more? Hold on. Let me get this straight. You want me To teach you how to be a bounty hunter? Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Yes, you put up a marginally better fight than your friends, but the instant that I wrapped my thighs around your head, you were a goner. You seriously think you can hang around with me? Fine. I'll bite. What are you good for? What skills do you possess? What? What are you staring at? Cute? Cute. Right. I must have tackled you harder than I thought. Listen, honey. I definitely have a couple years on you, and I've had plenty of time to pick up a few scars. That's what's in store for you too, if you're too adamant on this whole hanging around with me thing. So, you think a cute girl like me needs someone to protect her? Now that is rich. In case you didn't notice, I am a renowned bounty hunter, feared by criminals across the galaxy. I don't need anyone's protection. Okay, look. Can you see out that hatch over there? No, not the smudges. Okay, I know I need to clean, but past that, see the cold and dark void of space? Well, it's all I really know. It's a harsh galaxy out there. I go for long stretches of time, days, weeks, months even, without seeing a friendly face, or any faces at all for that matter. So, I'm sure you won't blame me for being pleasantly tantalized by the prospect of a handsome young sidekick. This kind of life isn't for everyone. Tomorrow, you could be killed by the same kind of crooks you've been running with today. Are you sure that that's the life you want to live? Well, you'll definitely owe me one, and there's a lot you're gonna have to be prepared to learn. But if you can fire a blaster, well, it'll do for now. Come on, sidekick. Why don't you start by making yourself useful? On your feet. Come with me. Bounty hunters spend a long time traveling out here in the void, so we savor the luxury of amenities when we can get it. Luckily, my ship's got a shower. It's important to wash off the blood and viscera and other fluids or chunks you can pick up after a hunt. That was a joke. Or was it? Anyway, come along. Here we are. I can feel my back is slick with sweat, and you're not looking much better yourself. There's nothing like a hot shower and a hearty meal after a job well done. Help me out of this armor, would you? Can you just get that for me? It's a little hard to reach. And can you get the strap behind my... Yeah. Oh, that is so much better. It is so nice to let these breathe after being cooped up in there for days. What? You've never seen titties before? Unfortunately, they're more trouble than they're worth. I've had to have my breastplate custom made to support the girls, but you'd better get used to seeing me in my birthday suit. This is my ship, and the dress code is whatever I feel like wearing. Or not wearing. They do look much bigger now that there's no armor in the way, don't they? You'll be happy to know that they're all natural, Mr. Puppy Dog Eyes. Don't believe me? Do you really think someone in my profession would have the money or the time to... You know what? I won't waste my breath. Give me your hand. Give it. Good. Here. Go ahead. Touch them if you'd like. Here. Follow my hand. Just like this. Do you like how they feel? The weight of them in your hand? Any doubt remaining in your mind? I didn't think so. You're really going for it, aren't you? Don't apologize. I was enjoying your enthusiasm. You can put your hands all over me. Anywhere you'd like. In fact, I'm telling you to. I can get real sweaty and sore, and your first duty as my sidekick is providing me with some relief, shall we say. Don't give me that look. You're gonna need to pull your weight around here somehow. This is a good start. Let me guide your hands. You like my body, don't you? Yeah. Fine, fine. You are doing a good job. You are so cute when you're trying to please me. I could just smother you. Come here, darling. Aren't you just a lucky boy, nestled between my supple breasts? You like how warm and heavy they feel, all pressed up against you? Taste them. Greedy little one, aren't you? Suck my tits, then, like a good boy. Your tongue feels lovely. Can you feel my nipples perking up between your lips? Really taste me. God, every stroke of your tongue is turning me on so much. Where'd you learn that trick with your teeth? Well, the kid's definitely got some natural talent. Improv like that's very valuable in the field. But just how well can you multitask? Don't you dare think you can get away with just sucking one of them. Show the other one some love, too. A firm pinch or a squeeze. Oh yes. Just like that. Push them together and take both in your mouth. Oh, fuck you. You're making my tits feel so fucking good. Keep looking up at me with those big puppy dog eyes when you suck at me. That's right. Ooh. That mouth is mine. Oh, and the way you're working, mouth of yours over my tits. Maybe I ought to skip the shower and let you take care of cleaning me up instead. Maybe I'll make you run that magic tongue of yours all over my sensitive spots. And don't think for a second that I can't feel that hard bulge against my leg. I think I'm gonna go ahead and unbuckle those trousers. Oh, I can see just what I'm working with. Off with the pants, so I can inspect that cock of yours. And I know when you were packing heat like that. Well, I think I will keep you around. Come on, then. Of course we're going to shower together. It'll help conserve water, since we don't know when we'll come across somewhere to replenish our supply. How much water do you think we have stored aboard this ship? Well, there's definitely more than we'll be needing, but that's beside the point. What I'm saying is you're gonna have to clean up with me from now on. Don't make me pull you along by that tasty-looking cock, because I will. No need to be shy. Follow me and I'll get the hot water running. Does that feel good? How does the water feel? More importantly, how do you feel with my soft, dripping, wet breasts pressed against you? This is a new experience for you, isn't it? Just relax. Let me scrub you clean. That's a good boy. From your hair down your back. Your strong, broad back. The more I think about it, the more excited I am to have picked up such a handsome little sidekick. I'm feeling so possessive already. I am going to take such good care of you. There's a lot of dangerous adventures to be had out there. I'll keep you safe. Now I think it's time to help myself to that rock hard cock you got there. You look like you're aching to be touched. I want you to tell me just what you want to do to me. Oh, I see the way your eyes are just devouring my body. I'll let you do whatever you want with it. You need only ask. Tell me again. Say how you want to fuck me. Good. Now say please. Say it. Say Nightfall. I want to fuck you, please. You are so adorable when you ask all nicely like that. My polite, obedient companion. How do you want me then? Shall I bend over? I wasn't expecting that. You're stronger than you look to just pick me up like that. Hey, careful. So, this is how it's gonna be, huh? Back against the wall, still dripping wet. Held aloft in your strong arms. Don't keep me waiting any longer. I need your dick right now. Who do you think you're teasing? I didn't think you had it in you. You think you can push your weight around? Think again. You want me to beg for it? Seriously? Well, I suppose since you've been so good, I could indulge you a little. Just a little. Don't forget who your boss is. Oh, please, please put it in me. I want you to take that big, hard, and delicious-looking cock and fuck me with it. I want it so badly. Please, I'll do anything. What do you mean you're not convinced? All right, you've had your fun. Now stop playing around. Please. I said please. Please fuck me. Please fuck me. I need you to fuck me. I need this. I need you. Of that cock. Oh, just like that. Bury yourself in my pussy. My hot, wet pussy. I knew I wanted this from the moment I laid my eyes on you. Your cock is just amazing. Oh, I can feel it filling me up perfectly. That feels so good. But you're gonna need to work a little harder than that, sweetheart. If you want me to train you, you're gonna need to make it worth my while. Now buck those damn hips and fuck me like you mean it. Fuck. That's what I'm fucking talking about. Oh god, yeah. Oh, pound my pussy with that amazing cock. Show me just how much you want me to keep you around. Oh, are you watching my tit pounce lewdly with each thrust of your cock? Can you feel my pussy tighten with every thrust? You feel it sucking you in deeper and deeper. Get so damn hot. Give it to me. Don't you dare fucking stop. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You're driving me up. Yeah, faster. Keep us up and you can have my pussy every goddamn night. Oh, fuck right there. I'm so good. Oh, don't stop. Don't fucking stop. I can see it on your face. You're getting ready to come, aren't you? My pussy's gonna make you fucking come. Oh, go ahead. Fucking come. God, yeah. Yes, you have my permission. Just come inside. Fill my tight pussy to the brim with your hot load. I'm so close. I want you to come with me. Come with me. Okay, now. I'm right there. I'm right there. I can't hold it. You have to come with me now. Yeah. Like that. There's going to be lots more fun things for us to do. You were such a good boy. You deserve a reward for the big, creamy load and the incredible orgasm you just gave me. Best night of your life? Well, it was with me, so it makes sense. So... weren't we supposed to be cleaning up? Just look at the mess we've made. Oh, the cream pie? Lucky for you, I've taken the necessary precautions. There is nothing like having someone blow their pent-up heavy balls deep inside your pussy. In fact, I crave it. I've got a huge appetite, sidekick. I hope you're ready. Oh, yeah? You would have stuck around and taken responsibility. And just who do you think I am? I'm not sure if you've already forgotten about my career. Well, our career now, but how exactly do you think we'd manage that? Though, that is exactly the kind of devotion I'd be glad to have by my side. You're a good boy, aren't you? Of course I enjoyed it. Seriously, you were incredible. Now come here and let me clean you up. It was lovely. You know, I think I'm gonna want to come back and do this with you after every mission. And then after our post-mission shower. And then after our post-mission shower celebration. There's an occasion for it every hour, really. And although I am a plenty strong enough big girl who can take care of herself, I'm glad to have someone who will have my back. All right. Go and dry up. And pass me one of the towels while you're at it. You know, I'm really glad I picked you up. It may be a vast and lonely void out there, but I can't see why we can't carve our own little pocket of the cold, harsh galaxy into something so very warm and pleasurable. Feeling tired? Seeing as there's only one bed on the ship, you're gonna have to cuddle with me. But something tells me you won't mind that. I mean, it's either next to me or down with your old crew below decks. I think the choice is obvious. You'd best go and rest a little while you still can. My corridors are up in the starboard ladder. Unfortunately for me, I've still got some paperwork to do, the less glamorous side of the profession. What do I mean by while you still can? I thought that was obvious. Run along now. It's been a long time since I've enjoyed myself so much, but that wasn't quite enough to satisfy me. I'll be joining you up there soon, for round 2.